Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I appreciate that you think that was a big success, evacuation. But the blame for the disastrous withdrawal that everyone agrees was a disaster, who's to blame for that?
Well, we're waiting.
I'll let the silence speak for itself.
It's just outrageous. It's just ridiculous. And frankly, it's embarrassing. We've got to get to the bottom of it. If Congress doesn't, nobody will.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or the form. There's no one has ever thought I was. And all they need to do is we have to elect more, I guess, for them to get theirs. Elect more liberals.
Manchin and Sinema, they are the enemies right now of the democracy. It is really on life support right now.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Let's hear the entire Joy Behar cut of cut 21, please, Taylor.
Manchin and Sinema must be brought to task. They are the enemies right now of the democracy, as you pointed out before. Yeah. That yes, we have a great democracy, but it is really on life support right now.
I am so old that I can remember when a maverick senator from Arizona was lauded by everybody in the Beltway. He had a bus called the Straight Talk Express. Remember that? But he was a Republican maverick. A Democrat maverick is a danger to the Republic. Mm-hmm. Just ask that extinguished political scientist, Joy Behar, whatever the hell her name is. 844-500-4242. 508 says you can only survive in Massachusetts and New England now if you work at a large hospital, a university, or pharmaceutical company. We're a meds and eds economy. Even finance is dying. Fidelity had 13,000 employees in Massachusetts, and today 4,000 are left. Look at all the large Boston banks that have disappeared, like Bank of New England, Bank Boston, Fleet, and Shamit. Yeah, I used to live in Harvard Square, and I would go into that bank there. It was, I guess, I can't even remember the name of it now, but there were stickers in the ATM machine for four different banks. I mean, it was like there was a new bank every year. There were so many banks they didn't have time to like razor off the old logos of the banks. 844 Harvard Trust, I think, was one of them. It was a Harvard Trust, Bay Bank, all of them. They just kept eating each other up. Anyway, now it is time for the chump line.
The Republicans celebrated a 13-12 win over the Democrats in the congressional baseball game. But their victory was short-lived when the Democrats came up with two more runs overnight.
That's funny.
Yeah. You know, in baseball, it's okay to try to steal a base. But, you know, I hope the Republicans had their locker room guarded in case the Democrats tried to steal something else, like their watches or their wallets.
The term telling a fib has now officially been replaced with telling a Fauci.
I thought you were going to say telling an FBI. Same thing. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men. I guess Brand I haven't seen the video yet, but I guess Brand, he used to be married to Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this podcast, 15 minutes, and I guess he read the John Durham indictment of Michael Sussman, and he had never understood Russiagate before. And he said, he's English, right?
Yes.
Crikey, mate. Me was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it, Governor. They lied about everything.
All these local hacks are so shocked and surprised at Smith & Wesson's leaving after not following all their fine business advice. I've always said, never take business advice from someone who's only ever signed the back of a payroll check.
Why? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure these guys that file this legislation to ban them from manufacturing the most profitable weapon that they make, an AR-15, are going, I can't believe they took us seriously. We told them we were going to put them out of business, and they decided to leave the state. What the heck is going on here?
Hey, Howie. When Joe Biden said those border agents would pay, did he mean 10% or 50%?
You know, that's one of the enduring mysteries of the Hunter Biden laptop, isn't it? You know, what is the standard procedure? Is it the 50% he mentioned in one email, or the 10% that he mentioned that he was holding for the big guy?
Smith & Wesson proves the Build Back Better program is great as long as you don't actually build anything.
I'm sorry. I feel bad for the 550 people who are going to lose their jobs, but I have a feeling a lot of them are going to be down in Tennessee in about 3 years from now. They're going to be saying, damn, I wish this had happened a lot earlier. I could have saved a lot of money.
It's days since Dr. Fauci issued a COVID fatwa. So it was no surprise yesterday when he issued one requiring a booster to be considered fully vaccinated.
Yeah, you know, the question now is, if you only have two shots, are you not fully vaccinated? What are they going to tell all these people that work in for the states or for the hospitals or for the companies with more than 100 employees? Are they going to tell them that you're going to be fired if you don't get the booster shot?
Yeah, that's the booster line.
That's the booster line now?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad I'm pretty much out of corporate America.
Get your booster, bottom that tomorrow.
Biden's been lying, and now he's in hiding from Bernie and the squad because Joey Manchin took away his lunch money.
Did you hear Manchin in that intro? The first couple times I heard that, I thought it was George Bush talking. Sounded kind of like the former president.
If Manchin stays strong on this, I will. You know what he'll be like? How he'll be like Mitch McConnell, where I'm never going to be crazy about him, but I'll always give him a tip of the hat.
Yeah, I don't go overboard yet, Grace.
I know. These two people from West Virginia keep giving me hairy eyeball.
No, I think, they've been watching him closely. I think anybody who's been watching him closely is, not turning his back on the guy anytime soon. Yeah, that's what the guy from West Virginia just gave me the thumbs up. That's it exactly, isn't it?
Howie, Biden the tyrant calling. Come on, man. I didn't lie in the interview with George Dukakis. The fact is, no one told me to leave any troops in Afghanistan, and that includes General Lilly and Kenny G. Not a joke.
Did you see him last night at that baseball game? He was just wandering around like he'd just wandered off the grounds at the long-term care facility.
He was getting awfully close to people. Specifically, one woman in the dugout.
It was a young woman,
yes,
too.
Yes, it was.
You know, it was about, she looked like she was about 30 years old, which is about 20 years older than he usually likes to go after. But, any port in the storm, as they say. All the girls look better at closing time in the dugout.
Charlie Parker is quoted as wanting to know why everyone is upset about Smith & Wesson moving to Tennessee. He says olive oil is a healthier alternative.
Took me a while. It took me a second to get that, but I got it now. Wesson oils, olive oil, get it?
Question. How many members of the SS Climate Crisis went to Brown?
A couple of people have texted that over the last few days. We don't know too much about them, the people that were chained to the pink boat that was outside the governor's mansion the other day. But we do know that one of them was from Montague, another one was from Dudley. I'm going to guess that those two were definitely trust funders. I'm going to say the over-under on people, on the number of the seven of them that were arrested with jobs is two. And the over-under on the number that had trust funds is four.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. You know, those peaceful protesters with the boat in Charlie Parker's driveway forgot to put the obvious maritime slogan on it. Drain the swamp, Scott. We're going to be fine.
Do you know how angry his neighbors are that they had to scramble all those cops and block off Monument Avenue? Do you know how many women couldn't get to their yoga classes and get their lattes for the morning?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. If you want to leave such a message, you can dial 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line, you can always go to Chopped Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day, which is posted around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, recognizing Bill Maher and Russell Brand as the new voices of the conservative movement. Mr. Maher's recent comments on the woke culture are refreshing, as is Mr. Brand's video on Russiagate. Bold statements by both men.
The Republicans celebrated a 13-12 win over the Democrats in the congressional baseball game. But their victory was short-lived when the Democrats came up with two more runs overnight.
Did you see the wire story? The Republicans eked out a victory. If the Democrats had won, it would have been trounced, stopped, crushed. That's the way it goes in the mainstream media. It's hard to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout your day if you keep a busy schedule. Work obligations, family, friends, and hobbies, all of these things get in the way of the essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, or employee you can be. That's why Super Beats Heart Chews are an essential part of my daily routine. I don't have any to hold in my hand right now like I do if I'm back in the studio, but they're wrapped in foil like a piece of candy. They taste very good. They're sweet, and you just put two in your pocket when you leave the house in the morning, wherever you're going, and whenever you need a burst of energy, you just pop one in, and you get that boost of energy that you need. They look and they taste like candy, but they don't have empty calories and refined sugar. They instead have the non-GMO beets that are great for you. And they're combined in Super Beats Heart Chews with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract. And that's unique to Super Beats Heart Chews. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which support cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. And just two delicious chews a day gives you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. It's great stuff, and you're going to love your Super Beats Heart Chews. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
You just shot an unarmed man.
He should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're here at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Give yourselves a hand, everybody.
Having people, such a fun time.
People getting off work, they're drifting in, and get a free book. Get your picture taken with me and Grace. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. We're having a good time. Just spoke to one of the guys from the Busy Bee in Brookline. Greatest stuffed peppers in the world every Thursday, the special. I haven't been much since Harold Brown died. I used to go with him all the time. And that's where they put the Frank Salemi used to eat there when he was running the mafia. He'd eat there in the morning at the same table every day. And the FBI put a microphone in the napkin container. And every time I'd walk in there, I'd go over to the napkin container and say, testing 1, 2, 3. I think they removed them. I think they removed the microphone. Anyway, it's time for the poll question. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did Smith & Wesson make the right choice to leave Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear, isn't it? The more you think about it. What took them so long? You know, they've been in the state since 1852. I mean, it's been a state worth moving out of for at least 50 or 60 years.
96% say it was the right choice.
All right. 844-500-4242, 802. Why wasn't Biden wearing a mask last night? I mean, as a vaccinated guy, he's dangerous. He's only had 3 shots. You know, he is. He's a one-man super spreader.
I don't know, to be clear.
When is he getting his 4th booster? That's what I want to know. All right. Here's another headline going into my file for a future column. The jobless claims report came out today. It's Thursday. U.S. initial jobless claims unexpectedly rise for a third week. You don't say.
Who could have seen this coming?
Democrats vote against COVID tests for illegal immigrants entering U.S. They want to fire you from whatever job you have if you won't get a shot. But they voted last night. Some people are waving at me now. They're having to put up with this nonsense. But yet a congresswoman from Iowa, who's a physician, Marionette Miller Meeks, I think she's the one that had the very close election, and the Democrats didn't want to seat her, but she finally won. She introduced legislation yesterday that would have required illegals to have a negative COVID-19 test before being released to go into the country to find the state with the highest welfare payments. We're out of time? We're moving fast here. We got some more stuff to get to. We'll take some calls and we'll play some sound cuts from this congresswoman from Iowa about this. When we come back, I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Thanks to everybody who's turned out today at Apex Entertainment. Everybody having a good time. And again, we'll be at Aviva Trattoria in Malden at 200 Exchange Street tomorrow. Grace and I from noon to 6 o'clock. That'll be my last remote broadcast before I head down to Florida for the winter. I'll be back for Grace's wedding, but we're not going to be doing any more remotes. And it's a good time, and hope if you can't come down today, if you haven't got time, we're going to be here for another under a half an hour. And get down there tomorrow. And you can also get the Cheap Bastard deal, $25 for a $50 gift certificate to Apex Entertainment, 100,000 square feet of amusements and great entertainment here in Marlboro, in the middle of the state, the middle of New England. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store, and you can also get a $50 gift certificate to Aviva Trattoria. They have five locations, Westford, Maynard, Wrentham, Marlboro, and Malden, where we're going to be tomorrow. You can get those that $50 gift certificate for $25 as well. HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. What I mentioned that yesterday the Democrats in the House voted against requiring COVID tests for illegal immigrants trying to enter the United States. And this is, I thought that Representative Miller Meeks, who is again a physician, she points out it's obviously that this is ridiculous that illegals don't have to be tested or vaxxed. We have to be tested or vaxxed, but if you're coming into the country and you're not a citizen, you same thing. Listen to cut three.
Everyone legally entering the United States by plane is required to display a negative test for COVID-19. Why aren't we requiring this of those who come here illegally? Numerous public health officials, and I am one, have stated that the failure of the U.S. authorities to test adult migrants for the coronavirus in jam-packed border processing centers is creating a potential for new transmissions, including among migrants who may have arrived healthy at America's door.
You know, they're always talking about common sense, right? Common sense gun control. Common sense equity. Why not some common sense illegal alien control by making them get a vaccination or a test? I mean, they're just coming over here to live off of us. How come we get fired from jobs? We have to get on an airplane. We have to wear a mask, take a test, get a shot. They don't. Why is that? Cut four from Representative Miller Meeks from Iowa.
The current lack of testing at our border is completely unacceptable and irresponsible. It puts the health and safety of CBP, border communities, migrants, and all Americans at risk. The current lack of testing is unacceptable, and for this reason, I urge my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to support my legislation, the REACT Act, by voting no on the previous question.
I want to just read this story. This is kind of amusing and infuriating at the same time. In Minnesota, they have a terrible governor. He's like Charlie Parker or in Massachusetts or Janet Mills in Maine or Newsom in California. He's a real COVID dead ender. And last year, they were predicting that 74,000 people in Minnesota were going to die from the virus. 74,000. Then they said if they had an extreme shutdown, lockdown the entire state, they could hold it to 50,000 people. 50,000 people. It was so dire, the situation. Do you know what they bought? They spent $5 million on buying a refrigerated fruit warehouse. I'll say that again in case you didn't. A refrigerated fruit warehouse. Do you know what they were going to put in the refrigerated fruit warehouse?
I've got my own joke. What do you have?
Bodies.
Okay.
They were going to put bodies in there. So now they've put the refrigerated fruit warehouse / morgue up for sale. Because guess what? Instead of having 74,000 people dead in Minnesota, you know how many are dead? 8,000. 8,000. All right. It's time for the Weekend Woke. Taylor?
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
I think you made a wise decision, programming-wise, not to come up with a joke about the fruit warehouse.
Well, yeah. Sometimes a joke is saying that you have a joke. That leads everybody else to make up their own joke.
All right. So what have we got this week in the Week
so
at Woke?
We covered a lot of different things on the Woker joke during Grace's show that I want to get into a little bit. One of them being CDC implementing the gun violence study after naming it a public health threat. CDC is no longer just the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It's also going to be the Center for Disease and Gun Control Prevention Agency.
Well, it was also, for a brief period of time, it was also the CDRC, the Center for Disease and Rent Control. So now they've expanded their mandate again. Without any legislation from Congress or anything like that. They're just doing it by fiat.
Right. So CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, another Massachusetts native, announced in August that gun violence was a public health threat. And they're taking that literally now and taking it a step further. A new study that would dig into how often a person is injured by a firearm in the U.S. is going to get underway. They will discover what kinds of weapons are involved. I'm going to guess guns. How they're used, I'm going to guess by people pulling triggers. And the causes between the shooter and the gunshot victim and the underlying causes of those altercations. This is probably going to end up in a recommendation that more psychiatrists respond to emergency calls than police officers armed with guns.
They have enough psychiatrists. They're having a problem getting police officers. Now they're going to have to get psychiatrists to respond, huh? Well, by the way, are the guns going to have to? Before I go down, I go down to Cape Gun Works, and I want to get a gun. Am I going to have to get a card saying that the gun has been vaccinated twice and then gotten a booster shot before I buy it? Does the gun have to wear a mask before I take it out of the store?
Well, you know what's funny is that Taylor just said, oh, they want more psychiatrists. Remember a few weeks ago I read the police blotter facts that you gave me, Howie, where a psychiatrist was called to the scene to de-escalate a crazy man, and then she ended up being taken hostage, and then she became – then she had to call the police?
Right. I do remember that. Yes. Incidentally, you had the defund the police movement last year, and they eliminated bail for the criminals in some of the bigger urban states like New York, California, basically, and they released thousands of jailbirds across the country, compassionate release. Guess what? The murder rate went up nearly 30% last year, according to the Uniform Crime Statistics. Murders among the black population went up 62%. 62% of all the people murdered in the United States last year, which was 21,570, 55% were black. So, you know, who suffered most from the defund the police movement? Anyway, go ahead, Taylor.
All right, so our next story takes us to football season and a new reality TV show, sports and reality TV merging here. The reality TV show is based on a gay flag football team league, and the show is called Flags, which, again, as we discussed on the Grace Curley show, is, oh, you know, very funny. A playful homophobia is always a great fun for the family. The couple people familiar with the National Gay Flag Football League and its annual Gay Bowl event are heavily involved, one of them being Brenton Metzler. He's a longtime TV producer and has played in the Gay Bowl with Los Angeles, winning two titles.
The Gay Bowl?
The Gay Bowl is what they call it. It's like the Super Bowl for the Gay Football League. You've never seen the Gay Bowl?
No, I've never seen the Gay Bowl. I've seen the Super Bowl, I've seen the Sugar Bowl, Cotton Bowl, I've even seen the Mud Bowl, but I've never seen the Gay Bowl.
Don't forget the Puppy Bowl.
Yes, that's right, the Puppy Bowl.
Do you ever watch the Puppy Bowl?
No, I didn't, no.
How you would love the Puppy Bowl. They have little pugs, and all they really do is just run around.
Then there's the Gay Puppy Bowl, which is also fun.
That got a good response here at Apex Entertainment, Taylor.
Given the attention Las Vegas Raiders, so this is they're basing this reality TV show off the fact that one of the football players recently came out as a gay football player, which is a big deal for some reason.
Did you mention Las Vegas, by the way?
The Las Vegas Raiders, that's the defensive end Carl Nassib, or Nassib.
Oh, that's right, he's gay, right?
Yeah, he came out as openly gay, and I guess he was one of the first, if not the first, football player to do so. Other football players have come out after their careers, but I think he's the first one to come out while active on a team. But as if that has anything to do with your ability to play football. And that's what they're saying here. One of the organizers says, our goal with Flags is to create a piece of storytelling that is indeed universal, showing that anyone and everyone can compete at the highest levels of sport. Which isn't exactly true, because they're not playing in the National Football League. They're playing in a league that nobody's ever heard of for gay men.
Speaking of gay men in Las Vegas, Tommy Kirk. He was in the Old Yeller, the Shaggy Dog, Son of Flubber. He was a Disney star back in the 50s and 60s. He was fired from the studio after Walt Disney discovered he was gay, has died. He was 79. He lived alone in Las Vegas. That's what reminded me of it. And they said that it didn't help him that he was gay. That's one reason they got rid of him. But he also made some movies that really weren't all that good. Does anyone remember some of these movies that Tommy Kirk was in?
What were they called? Like Lassie's Getting Sassy?
No, The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini, How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, Blood of Ghastly Horror, It's a Bikini World.
A lot of bikini stuff.
Mars, it's the 60s.
Yeah, the 60s.
Mars needs Women, Attack of the 60-Foot Centerfolds. There's a screen gem for you.
Oh, that was a good one.
And Billy Frankenstein. And that's Tommy Kirk will not be down for breakfast. You've seen Old Yeller, right?
I actually never have.
It's a very sad movie.
I get the gist of it, though, by when people talk about it. I don't think I really need to sit through it.
Old Yeller will not be down for breakfast either, like his master, Tommy Kirk. All right, go ahead.
We've got time for a quick one. This isn't really woke, but I do want to... This is just another reason to get vaccinated out there, everybody, at Apex Entertainment. Scientists in Japan have reported a case in which a patient seems to have developed a new symptom after suffering COVID-19, it's called restless anal syndrome.
Oh.
I'm just listening to the audience reactions to this. It's beautiful.
It is the dinner hour, Taylor.
Come on, Taylor.
Clean it up.
Thank you, Taylor.
This is, it's got nothing to do with that, but the person who is experiencing symptoms says he just can't stay seated. He always has to move around. So, and that's how he feels
better. They don't call it the runs for nothing.
Oh, that's not it.
They don't call it the sits.
That no, it's like restless leg syndrome.
It doesn't have anything to do with the bowels, Howard.
Well, can you blame him for jumping to that conclusion?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Taylor. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their six-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I have been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down in a couple of days. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their six-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code word Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Taylor will be taking over at 6 o'clock. We'll be leaving, I hope. Thanks to everybody who was here this afternoon at Apex Entertainment. And again, get your $50 gift cards for $25. This is a great place. And if you didn't make it down today, we hope to see you at Aviva Trattoria tomorrow in Malden on Exchange Street. We'll be there from noon to 6. And again, you can get the $50 gift certificates for $25 to Aviva Trattoria. We've got some left. And we're going to take a couple more calls here before we hit the road. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Howie Carr? Listen, the debate with Murphy on Tuesday was awful. And the problem I have in Murphy, he's playing race baiting. He said, oh, the school has to teach slavery, I have to teach racism. But why doing that as a white man inspire black people to be racist, to hate white man or white lady, whatever?
I don't know, Rich. Hey, listen, you know, we were talking about the Senate Judiciary hearing for the woman who's been the DA from Boston, who's been nominated to be the U.S. attorney. Cory Booker was there. Has he been sucking on a helium gun or something? He looks about 30 pounds heavier than he was during the presidential campaign last year. What the hell's he? What's he doing? It looks like T-Bone has been feeding him a little too much too many T-Bones. Thanks for the call, Rich. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Howie, when he was playing, now I'm not implying anything based on today's news now, but when he was playing, what I liked best about David Ortiz, lovey, was that when he was playing, Big Poppy always had an uncanny ability to even the score.
Rob, you're, by the way, one of the people who... By the way, one of the people who allegedly was involved in the assassination attempt, the hit on David Ortiz, Big Papi, was has been shot to death. It's funny how that works out, even in the Dominican Republic. Taylor, take over for me. See you tomorrow at Viva Trattoria in Malden. I'm Howie Carr.